Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Newell will be back later next week. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you here. Thank you, by the way, to everyone who contributed to that conversation over the last hour and a half. I think it was important, and I look very much forward to seeing what the U.S. Supreme Court has to say on this issue. I want to move on now to another topic. And in fact, I want to thank Chris Miller, who you just heard during the news. He brought something to my attention the other day about we talk a lot about this wave of retirements as the baby boomer generation, which is much larger than the following generations, is moving closer to and into retirement age. And we talk about all the jobs that it leaves open throughout corporations, businesses, and everywhere else across the board. But Chris said, what about the small business owners that are baby boomers, who are ready to retire? Well, they don't necessarily have kids who want to take over their business. I think less and less, aren't we seeing children following in their parents' footsteps? Isn't it more and more we want our kids to do their own thing, to be successful at whatever they find their passion in? And we want to see them actually be more successful than we are. I know that's what I wanted for all four of my kids. And none of them chose to go into radio, which I'm fine with. None of them wanted to follow in my footsteps. But I don't have a small business to hand down to them, a family business for them to continue. So it did intrigue me and make me wonder, what is going on with the millions of small businesses that baby boomers own as they are nearing into and starting to, or more and more of them are retiring now? Holly Wade joins us, the executive director of the National Federation of Independent Business Research Center. Hey, Holly.
Hi, great to be with you.
Is this something that you have been taking a look at as the greatest generation is aging to a point where they're probably looking to turn over their small business to family or sell it or do something else with it?
Yeah, so we've heard a lot from small business owners who are looking to transition into retirement. And, you know, there is quite a bit of frustration that, you know, it's a bit more challenging than maybe they anticipated. And it is always more challenging when there's a bit of, you know, economic upheaval right now, a whole lot of uncertainty. And so that's probably playing a part in some of the hesitation from those who might have wanted to buy a small business, instead waiting a bit longer to see if it's a right fit for them, see where the economy's going, that sort of situation. So I think a lot of folks who might have been in the works of purchasing a business are, you know, on hold for hopefully just a little while, but the bridge to get there might be extended for a bit.
wanted to, you know, we used to see a lot more, at least it feels like, and you can probably give me a better actual analysis. It used to feel like there were far more family businesses where, you know, mom and pop run the business. As they age out, their children start playing a bigger role in the business and eventually take over the business. And it continues to provide a living for that family from one generation to the other. But it feels like, at least anecdotally, we're seeing less of that, less where children want to take over the family business and keep it going as they're living after their parents can no longer or no longer want to run that business, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a plumbing operation, whether it's any kind of small business. Do you get the feeling, and is there data that can tell us, are fewer and fewer children taking over the family business?
It does seem to be that there is this gradual decline of transitioning from owner to other family members, whether it's because of education, just a more mobile demographic moving to other areas of the country. They might not all be living, you know, where they grew up, where the business is located. And so all of that plays a part. Not a whole lot of data looking back, you know, kind of generations of what this looks like. There still is a healthy population of those who do transition their business down to their kids or relatives, but it does seem to be on the decline, likely for some of those reasons.
Yeah, you know, my dad owned a small business, and I never, because I knew from the time I was 6 years old I wanted to talk on the radio. I mean, I just knew that's what I wanted to do. But neither of my brothers were interested either in taking over his business, so it died with him. He did it almost up until he could no longer do it, and his business died with him. Are we going to see shrinking numbers of small businesses? Because obviously we have a shrinking population. People are having fewer and fewer children. Are we going to see fewer small businesses, or are we going to see more people, instead of working for big corporations, big companies and government or whatever, are we going to see more people stepping into the small business realm, or a higher percentage of the workforce doing that, so that we don't see a decline in the number of small businesses?
Well, I don't think we're seeing a decline in the number of small businesses. There might be a decline, a gradual decline of those that are generational. Certainly, I had a few generational small businesses in my family, but they about ended with my generation, unfortunately. But the number of small businesses, the number of business formations, has skyrocketed since the pandemic. And so we saw this huge acceleration of those forming businesses during COVID, and has remained historically elevated ever since. So there does seem to be this shift to those, you know, looking to enter into, you know, the market with their own ideas, maybe not as many as kind of picking up where somebody had left off in establishing their business. But small business formation is definitely alive and well in the U.S. economy, and that's been really great to see.
You know, and I think on some level that's surprising, because we know that the percentage of Americans who are of working class age now is shrinking, because we have this disproportionate distribution. We have more older people and not as many younger people as we used to have. But I guess a lot of people got a taste of, whether it was starting a side hustle or leaving their company or getting laid off or fired from their company, as we saw so many people go through during the pandemic. And then must have really enjoyed working for themselves and the flexibility and or lifestyle it afforded them, the not having a boss other than themselves or their loved ones. But I also, the same time, hear from a lot of people who started small businesses. They didn't realize how much work it is, and that it really is around the clock kind of thing, because you're the business. And if you're going to make money, you got to work. If you're not working, you're not making money.
Exactly. And, you know, I've talked to people who are in that situation where they did start a small business and it was a bit more overwhelming than they anticipated. Because as you mentioned, it is the owner who's having to do all the work especially at the front end and make all the hard decisions. I do think that, you know, for a lot of those new business formations, many of them could still be more side hustle versus a full-time job where they've given up their kind of W-2 employee situation. So there might be a lot of still kind of more formed side hustles that are in those data points. But still, that's where most people start off. And I think you also mentioned this. They start off as the side hustle, the more structured hobby, and turn it in when they feel more comfortable and make more money into a full-fledged, full-time position. And so we might start seeing that develop more into those transitioning to go off on their own and do their own thing after a few years through the pandemic of those huge business disruptions. Still remains to be seen. It's one of those areas that we're looking at closely. It is a very interesting dynamic sector of the economy.
Yeah, and you kind of answered the next question I had, and I appreciate that, that I was wondering, how can we have more small businesses than ever if, in fact, we're seeing a shrinking number of people in the workforce? And you answered it, because some of them are doing both. Some of them are still working for the man, and some of them have started the side hustle. So they're at the same time owner of a small business and still in a more traditional employment situation. We're talking with the National Federation of Independent Business and Holly Wade, the executive director of the research center. When we come back, I want to see if Holly has some advice for those of you who may be just starting a small business, who have thought about starting a small business, and what advice she can give you. And I want to talk about one of the major hurdles that I keep hearing from people who want to work for themselves full time is health insurance. And how does a small business deal with that when it's so expensive in the marketplace for people to buy their own health insurance? So we'll address that. I want to hear from you. If you're a small business owner, are your kids going to follow in your footstep? Are your family members going to take over your business? And if not, what is your plan for your business? If you own a small business, call in now, 504-260-1870. What changes have you seen, and what do you think the future holds for your small business? All of that coming up next here on WW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well. The Federal Reserve says the U.S. population is aging, with more people reaching retirement age than entering the workforce. And we are seeing lower workforce participation levels from younger generations. So there are fewer people working than ever before. and that trend is expected to continue. So it raises a lot of questions about the future of our workforce and our small businesses, and got me wondering, with so many boomers retiring, what's going to happen to their businesses? Holly Wade, Executive Director of the National Federation for Independent Business Research Center, is our guest. Holly, advice you might have, as you said, we're seeing record numbers of people starting small businesses now than we have seen in the past.
Yeah, so advice that I would have is to, you know, if you have a new idea, it's in one of the industries that maybe somebody is selling their business, that's a really good foundation to look to see if there might be a business that's for sale where you can learn from the owner. You can take advantage of what they've established, their customer base. But also, if they've been in business for a number of years, even decades, you know that the business has survived, say, the financial crash, the pandemic, some big disruptions, that you can kind of look into the future and say, okay, well, this certainly lowers the risk as far as purchasing a business that might work for you, and then you can create it into your own vision. And then one of the other areas I think that's a hurdle for a lot of folks, if they're thinking about financing a business, or if they have to finance to start a business, is to have a relationship with a local bank in your area. Or if you're looking to buy a business, talk to the owner about financing options that might be available to you in some sort of relationship there. We know that interest rates are still really high, so I think folks immediately think, oh, that's not an option, that's going to cost too much. But there might be other options available to them. So those are a few ideas that I think might be helpful for folks to think through. And then if you're just, you're not interested in buying a business, you really want to go out there and start it yourself, is to talk with other small business owners, in that industry, or say the size of business that you're looking to start, maybe not one of your immediate competitors. That might be a little strange as far as a conversation afterwards, but really get an idea of what it feels like. Because as you mentioned, small business owners, those starting out, can be overwhelmed very quickly. And so having a good grasp of all that it entails, and having a relationship with a small business owner, so when you do start a business, you can continue that conversation when you have questions, because it's always good to have as many advocates on your side, whether it's another business owner, a relationship with a small business lender at a local regional bank. All of those areas of expertise are incredibly helpful and valuable for those thinking about starting a business, but also new business owners that tend to have a whole lot of questions, and they can be really, really valuable in getting you through those tough times.
One thing I frequently hear from people who have a side hustle that they're thinking about making their full-time job, they really enjoy being their own boss, they love what they do, and that's why they started this side hustle, is because it was something they were passionate about. But they don't know how they're going to get health insurance. They don't know how they're going to get the other benefits that a traditional employer affords them. How can they do that? How can they get those resources where they can save for retirement, they can have health insurance, and address all those other needs?
Yes, so that is one of the huge components to starting a business. That's why many start as a side hustle, so they can continue their employer-sponsored health insurance before transitioning, before knowing that they can make enough money to then purchase health insurance for themselves. This is another area where talking to a business owner in their area and asking about the broker that they use for their own health insurance, and then really finding that person that specializes in the small group market about what options might be available to them. But before, stop, or before quitting your job and all of that, that is a huge component to think through and make sure that you have affordable coverage, that you've talked to a broker and factor that cost in when it comes to starting your business if you're transitioning from an employer-sponsored pool from your W-2 job. So that's definitely a hurdle, but having those conversations with other business owners and a health insurance broker that specializes in purchasing or helping small business owners purchase health insurance, because there are a lot of options on the table for most folks that they can then choose what makes sense for them. It's just kind of knowing how to start those conversations, what questions to ask, but having that conversation can be hugely helpful.
Holly, anything else you want to share with our listeners here on WWL before we let you go?
Just that, you know, the small business sector is such a dynamic opportunity for those who have creative ideas, have ideas to fill market space that they think they can, you know, take advantage of. And there are a lot of resources out there to try and facilitate those transitions. It's just reaching out to folks and having those conversations will lower the risk and increase the likelihood for success.
Holly, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your expertise with us here on WWL. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend.
Thank you.
Holly Wade, Executive Director of the NFIB Research Center here on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.